Welcome, everybody, into the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I am Matt Trudell, and with me, like always...
Somebody who actually watched the finals this time.
Shout out to you, Alex. I did not know it was possible.
Yeah. Well, I figured, I mean, I'm still waiting to hear from our upper-up people about your little comments last episode, so I'm I'm preparing to take your job. Why do you think Nate's the late right now? You know, he's probably like, I don't know. It's like, I don't want to be around that bombshell when he drops it again.
Hey, guess what? If people don't like what I'm saying, get over yourself.
I'll just tell it like it is.
Don't use that term or, like, come on, man. Like, I'm just, you know, I mean, in a way, I was telling it like it is, but not in that country accent with racism hit into it. I mean, if I'm never mind. Let's just move on from this, because Alex is just gonna find any way to throw me right up under that bus. So we have new NBA World Champions.
Was it a big surprise?
No. In my opinion, what did I say before the series?
You said it was gonna be five.
I said five. I said it could be four, but either LeBron or the refs are going to make it five.
Okay.
So they win. Game was a lot further away than what it appeared to be at the end.
I tuned in the fourth quarter, and it was close.
Oh, so you only watched the fourth quarter?
I watched it.
Jesus, man.
Better Call Saul was on that night.
It's called a DVR.
When it was on commercial break.
It's called a DVR.
Better Call Saul. Man,
you're the reason why Kim got in that accident. I'm just saying that.
Kim who? Oh yeah, Better Call Saul. I thought you were like some other person.
I was just gonna stare at you until it dawned on you. Like, I was just like, and all right. So,
but just watching like that fifth game was, there was like so many instances where, for when the Warriors run offense, there'd be a guy wide open right underneath the net, whether it was Iguodala or Durant. They just go for an easy dunk.
Which was a lot like in the first game. And I'll tell you, I mean, it ended up being a 9-point game, but that's because the bench players came on and all that. I will say.
So the bench players did not have a redemption?
No, they didn't. Because if you saw, they got wildly outscored. Golden State wildly outscored Cleveland from the bench. Now, there's a couple things that, one, I'm going to say something that I think will surprise a lot of people out there that know me. LeBron balled out in the fourth quarter of that game. Mm-hmm. He was the only one that balled out in the fourth quarter of that game. But that has been something that I've been extremely critical of him.
Well, you know who's been really supportive of him? Calvin.
Yeah, Kelvin. I mean, if you're Facebook friends with him, you'll see. I mean, all he does is LeBron, 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 LeBron. Nathan is finally here. You know, it's good that we have people here on time to record radio shows.
Very funny when you
welcome Nathan.
No head of a time.
Welcome.
I told him you were unsure just because what bombshell is he going to drop this time?
I never know when you're going to show up, though, in my fairness. And you still haven't texted me after I gave you my Hoblar Portelli phono.
Well, I apologize.
It's okay. I don't have your number. I gave you my number. You have to start the conversation. Am I wrong? I don't have your number.
You're right. Okay. I apologize.
I mean, I let Alex know as soon as I knew.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what... when you show up, but it's all good. Yeah. It's all good.
So Warriors win, bro.
Yes. I'm happy for Kevin Durant. Let me say that as much as people still want to hit on Kevin Durant, you know, calling the move weak, X, Y, and he went to the team that beat him. I understand that. But what we have to sit back and just look at the work he put in from game one.
And it's not like he was a role player. He was hands down the MVP of that team. But not only that, right? Him to decide to leave Russell Westbrook, which was an alleged bromance that I don't believe is a thing. Him to decide to leave and then to go to the team that beat him was courageous. He's stunning and brave.
Well, and also, too, you know, the elephant in the room is that people still are afraid to ask, what is it that Russell Westbrook knows that Kevin Durant doesn't know what it takes to win a championship? Because I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. The team the year he left was not okay. With Durant and Westbrook, they're a playoff contender. But the team around them,
Russell Westbrook got the team that he wanted.
Yeah, the team that he
wanted. He got the team that he wanted. What about the team Kevin Durant wanted? That he doesn't have to pass the ball. He doesn't. And I understand that he's averaging a triple-double all season, and he had a triple-double. You know, cool story, bro. But at the end of the day, like, you're never going to win like that. Especially when, and I find it funny, before you came in here, I was giving LeBron James credit. He balled out in the fourth quarter of an elimination game, which is something that I've always been critical of him. Kyrie Irving, on the other hand, disappeared. He's somewhere out there with Carmen Sandiego right now. No one knows where he is. You give him a B.
I give him a B.
I think he couldn't get better than a C.
C plus?
No, I don't think he could get better than a C. Good. Why? Because in the last two games that his team lost, right?
Yeah.
In the last 4 minutes of game three, he had 0 points. Mm-hmm. In the last quarter of an elimination game, where it was relatively close.
Yeah.
You got one point off of a free throw, and you missed the other one. And right. I know people are like, oh, his knee, oh, his back. What I say is, oh, he's the basketball's version of Jay Cutler.
That's a good comparison.
I'm just saying.
Where's the bike?
Yeah, he didn't have a bike. He was getting, they had the little drill thing that they were doing on his back. Like, I just hate excuses. You know, it's like.
Now, what about J.R. Smith? Because if you think about it, the first time they saw Cleveland in the finals, you remember an elimination game, J.R. Smith, like, goes off. I think he made, what, 4 or 6 threes from downtown?
The other night?
Yeah, the other night.
I think he made, like, 5 or 7.
5 or 7. But like, when the first round they saw him, I think he did the exact same thing. You find that as a coincidence?
I the only thing that I find with J.R. Smith is he's wildly inconsistent. Like,
all right, I know,
he'll have a game where he's on like that, and you're like, oh my God, this man could be the truth. And then he'll have a game where he can't even hit the rim. Yeah. Literally, air balls all day. So, and if you have to rely on J.R. Smith to win you some games,
I just think it's weird that
now
in the elimination games, he shows up. I don't get that.
Kyrie disappeared. And I think all the people out there claiming that he's the best point guard in the game
and all that,
I think they're on some drugs, because you can't sit there and say he's the best point guard in the game when he completely disappeared in the fourth quarter.
Now you do have to give Kyrie, he's the best guard under the rim, and I think his handles are sick.
But now we're saying semantics. You know what I'm saying? I get in an argument with one of my friends, right? And I tell him the only thing that I see him being better at John Wall in is scoring the basketball handles.
That's all that he has.
I think it's better handles. That's it. Other than that,
Kyrie.
No, Wall is, in my opinion, better. And I know I'm a little biased, but I also was the hardest person on John Wall when he first came into his league, and he was getting double-doubles with turnovers.
Yes.
Like,
and
now,
with no jump shot.
Now, funniest thing that happened the other night, all right? And I want to ask your opinion of this, because I have a feeling that you live in a fairy land just like LeBron James with this.
Oh boy.
Has LeBron James ever been on at least one super team? Has he ever made a super team? See, he lives in a fantasy world. He is going on his Stephen A. Smith brain teaser right now. Look at him.
No. Listen.
He was watching Stephen A. Smith videos earlier today.
He always, it's either him or the guy with too much lotion in his room.
No, listen. The one thing we have to understand is the Boston Celtics, okay? When they had Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Ray Allen. Okay, that was the big three. I consider that a super team. As much as people want
to... And Rondo.
And Rondo, but the main
and three, Perkins.
The main three. That's what made the super team.
Yeah, but I don't think a super team is just off of...
No, it can be three.
Okay. It could be three of a certain status.
Yes.
Like, it's not like Gilbert Arenas, Antoine Jameson, and Larry Hughes or Caron Butler. Yes, like, that wasn't a super team.
That's not a super team. That's
they had some stars, but they didn't have three superstars. Stars,
absolutely. Wow. Now, the difference between this Golden State team and when LeBron decided to leave Miami, I mean, leave Cleveland to go to Miami, Golden State's built through the draft.
They only went and got one guy.
One guy, and that's Kevin Durant.
Well, and then went and got, like, David West. But, I mean, if you're saying that they're going to get David West and Andre Iguodala and that's creating a super team,
no,
you're on drugs.
Well, then,
but LeBron has created two super teams. And for him to sit there after being eliminated saying that he's never been a part of a super
team. That's LeBron being LeBron.
That's just like him sitting there saying that he didn't lose his hair like Michael did. Am I wrong?
No.
I'm just saying, like, I don't understand how he can sit there. First off, his first super team that he created, right? He went and they had a core at Miami of one player. And he brought Bosch and him over there.
If you remember, right? Initially, it was supposed to be Carmelo Anthony, not
and
Chris
then
Bosch.
Threw a concert about it. Like, they sold out the United Airlines Arena or whatever arena they call that down there. Who cares what it's called anymore? It's called We Leave Early in the Finals. They sell it out to have this, not four, not five, not six, not seven. That's a super team. And then he created even more of a super team with Cleveland. So to sit there and say that—that's
him. That's him denying what a super team
and,
is.
And personally,
he went around the question.
And personally, I think there's a small argument that what he did is worse than what Kevin Durant did.
Thank you. The difference is.
Argument.
Here's the difference. The difference is Kevin Durant didn't call up ESPN or whoever, or he doesn't have his boys to call up and say.
I was doing charity for kids. Don't you bring that up.
The difference is he didn't
have
a TV.
That's what he says, right? He gets mad.
He didn't have a TV, some hour special called The Decision. Kevin Durant didn't do that. Kevin Durant went home, talked over with his family, and made his decision. Kevin Durant did nothing wrong other than go to the team that beat him. Does it look kind of a is it a weird move?
No.
No, it's not. It happened.
It surprised everybody, but when you look at it logically, I mean, he's sitting here. Kevin Durant is one of the best scorers of the basketball that I've seen in my lifetime.
He's a top three player in the world now. After this.
And he's been pretty much his whole career.
But as fans, this is what we have to understand. At the end of the day, that's his decision. I can't tell Kevin Durant what he can and what team he can't play for.
But see,
let me finish. Because, yes, we pay to see Kevin Durant wherever he goes.
Yes.
But that's his job. If he wants to go play for Golden State, so let him be it. I don't care. I'm still going to be a Kevin Durant fan.
He's
regardless
the man.
Wherever he
He's
goes.
The man.
Even if he came to D.C., I'd still be a fan of Kevin Durant. Does it bother me that he, you know, went to Golden State and didn't, you know, have a chance to...
But why? Why does it bother you? Because let me tell you something.
No, it
right?
doesn't bother me that he went to Golden State. I'm just saying that he didn't consider going... Just didn't consider listening
the
to...
The difference between Dan Marino being in the conversation with the Joe Montanas and the Tom Brady's of the world is the lack of a ring, right? Unfortunately, sports media... And the casual fan harp nonstop about whether you've won a championship or not.
Yes.
Karl Malone.
John Stockton. Charles Barkley.
Not even talking about how the fact that they had to run through Michael Jordan during the time. There are always these kind of things hanging over them that they don't have
a ring.
So... I don't blame Kevin Durant at all.
I don't blame him either.
I honestly wouldn't even blame him if he decides to stay with the Warriors and they find a way to all consolidate that money.
Now,
why?
That's because history of you can't keep a dynasty together because free agency.
Why not?
Free agency.
But why not? But here's the deal.
It's going to the way guys are with money. You got to pay Stephen Curry money, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. Kevin Durant. That's a lot of
money.
You
can sit there and talk to that team, right? Listen to this, right? You say, hey, Kevin Durant, you just signed a $300 million deal
with Nike,
right? Steph, you got money for days coming in all these other endorsements. So you two sit back and take a bit of a pay cut because you good. You good, right? That, and if you can talk to them and
so
get them.
So you're going to give them the grass is greener on the other side pitch? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I don't know where you're going with that.
No, where you say, hey, you know, listen, you guys are making this amount of money from your endorsements. Hey, but the grass is greener on the other side. Would you mind taking a pay cut so we can get a more supporting role around you guys?
I mean,
is that what you're trying to say?
I mean, has Tom Brady done it his whole career?
Yes, that's easy for Tom Brady to do that because it's a system. It's a system he's in.
It's not necessarily. Look, the thing is, Tom Brady.
And you have to understand that the NFL salary cap and the NBA's cap are two totally different caps.
It is. But you got to. Look, if you think. Did LeBron take a pay cut to go with the Heat? Yes, he did.
Oh, okay, excuse me. I thought you talked about when he went to Cleveland.
Of course he didn't, because Dan Gilbert didn't deserve him to even go back there. Am I wrong?
No.
All right. So.
I thought you were talking about when he.
In saying that, right? Kevin Durant. I could see him. I think he's got a good enough head on his shoulders where he could be like, yeah, I'll take a pay cut to stay here. Steph Curry, I think he's got a good enough head on his shoulders where he's got other money coming in. Like, you're sitting there acting like $300 million isn't enough to make in a lifetime.
I didn't say that. I'm saying the way...
He makes $30 million a year whether he touches the...
It is tough to keep a dynasty together.
Agreed.
It's tough.
Why? Because you got a bunch of prima donna athletes trying to cash in. And the two athletes that I see that would really try and cash in that scenario would be Draymond and Klay, because they don't have the money coming in as much.
So Draymond Green and Klay Thompson are prima donna athletes?
Pretty much all athletes today are prima donnas.
So Klay Thompson's a prima donna?
I'm not necessarily. I'm saying if there were two that would want the money,
okay, thank
it
you
would
for
be
clarifying
those two.
That.
Draymond Green's definitely a prima donna. I will say that. Klay Thompson, I don't think so. He's gotten into some trouble with his girls. You know what I'm saying? We all read the stories. So, and he looks like the rat from Sausage Party. Am I wrong? You probably haven't seen Party because it's too good of a movie.
Yeah.
I'm not going to even respond to
am that. I wrong, though? No. Tell me you didn't see that meme.
No.
I can pull it up right now.
He looks like him.
All right. So, I'm saying out of that crew, right? Out of that crew, I'm thinking all of those are the two that would try and get the money. Right, I think Iguodala is going to be fine with taking veteran minimums for the rest of his career. I think David West the same way.
I think David West is going to retire.
Well, he could, but I mean, honestly, like, he gave them good minutes in these finals. And it's not like they need him in the regular season.
He almost knocked out Tristan Thompson.
And let's not even talk about, like, everyone wants to talk about how much of a super team they have. They had to carry JaVale McGee this whole time, okay? Anybody winning a championship with JaVale McGee deserves their championship.
You know, it's kind of sad that JaVale McGee and Sean Livingston have a championship before John Wall. I just wanted to point that out there.
So, I'm just saying, I think, look, the fact of the matter that this team was willing to sit there and Klay and Draymond were willing to give up touches because Kevin Durant came.
That's big.
I think that shows what kind of team you're dealing
with
there, bro.
But it just bothers me that, you know, people are forgetting that.
Alex.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me he doesn't look like that rap, dude.
Yep, he does.
Thank you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But it just bothers me that, you know, the casual fan forgets to understand that Golden State spilt through the draft with Stephen Curry,
correct,
Klay Thompson,
correct,
Draymond Green.
Even Harrison Barnes.
Even Harrison Barnes. You know, David Lee, he came through a trade. Andrew Bogut came through a trade for Monte Ellis.
And nobody wanted Andrew Bogut. Andrew Bogut and Alex Smith,
Iguodala,
the worst
came to a
two main sports drafts the same year. Go Utes.
Who else?
They built that. There's a big difference to where Cleveland went and had Kyrie, right?
Andrew and Wiggins initially.
They brought in Love.
They traded Andrew Wiggins for Kevin Love, yes.
And LeBron. They had to orchestrate some funky deal to get Kyle Korver.
And if you remember, they had Dion Waiters, too, when LeBron got there.
Oh, cool story. Cool. Yeah, Dion Waiters. He's a G.
I'm just putting it out there.
Look, let's be honest. Okay, they had Anthony Bennett. You're not talking about him.
Yeah, I'm not bringing
Dion Waiters is like a step above him.
Dion Waiters is with the Miami Heat. He's actually playing. But Anthony Bennett's not doing too bad.
Dion Waiters was supposed to be the man. He disappointed me.
He and Kyrie Irving.
He disappointed me. Like, what was my man that used to play for Louisville that I used to be? No, not him. Oh my God, what's his name? Back during Big East days, he was a point guard. Johnny Flynn. No, he played for Syracuse. Johnny Flynn was my man. That man let me down. Same with Dion Waiters. But anyways, that's besides the point. What I'm saying is, I think you're crazy if you think that it's an absolute no that they can keep this team together.
I think it's stronger than you believe. You're not listening. I didn't say it's not possible to keep the team together. I think they can, but the way free agency is, it's going to be tough to keep that team together. Free agency is...
I disagree because of the simple fact that we are in the world now, right, where the NBA is split between two teams, right? So you have a bunch of dudes who used to be superstars in the league that are past their prime fighting to get on that bench. That's why these teams are so strong. David West, for years. Now, I used to argue all the time that the only reason why David West had his somewhat decent career and went to even an all-star game in his life was because of Chris Paul. But he still was a serviceable basketball player. I think he had a, for what they need him to do, he had a decent finals.
Mm-hmm. He did.
So with seeing that, where you see where Juwan Howard was on the Miami Heat bench for like 8 years because he sucked, but hey, why not collect this check and these rings? You are running into situations where that's what's happening, right? So if you're able to get dudes to take veteran minimums on the back end of the bench and most of the bench, and then also have draft picks try and come up through that, like McCall and...
Kevon Looney.
Yeah, right? You have that situation, and you can get two of those guys to take just a little bit less money. It's going to happen. And why you saw how well they get along. There wasn't even really like much of an adjustment period when they got on the court together. It definitely wasn't the adjustment period that the Heat had to go through. And I am all for LeBron going out and getting Melo this offseason, because that will just secure that as long as they're together, LeBron will never win another championship. Because Carmelo Anthony is the Alexander Ovechkin. Kyrie Irving is Jay Cutler. Fair enough.
I can't agree with you
on Melo not winning a championship. Melo will only win a...
I can't agree with you on Steph Curry and Kevin Durant taking pay cuts.
Why?
I can't agree with you
why?
On that. It's some guys can do that, Matt, but... I'm telling you, the way free agency is, they're gonna go out there, and if Golden State's not gonna pay them what they want, somebody else is gonna do it.
Why do you think that they won't do that?
Because
I'll tell you something. I would say Kevin Durant and Steph Curry are much more team people than Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh were. And somehow Dwayne Wade took a pay cut so Chris Bosh could get paid because Chris Bosh wasn't getting much on the outside, right?
Right.
LeBron took a pay cut for the same reason. He just signed a $300 million contract. Steph Curry's in like every other commercial.
That's fine, but at the end of the day, it's not easy.
You won't lay
that
down.
I'm not laying a bet down. I'm just telling you.
Oh, so it's not as easy as I think it is, but
not.
You don't want to bet a brother right now. Right now. This is years in advance, and you're not willing to bet.
Look, man, we're on FCC Airways. No, I'm not doing that. I'm telling you, it's not easy as you think.
So you don't want to bet me because I'll have proof, and then you don't want to pay up at the end when I'm right.
I'm just telling you, it's not easy as you think it is. Like, okay, so go out there and get Marcus Mariota $150 million contract right now.
That would be a waste.
Why is it a waste?
Why? Because what the Titans should do is exactly what the Redskins are doing. I think the future of the NFL is franchising quarterbacks until they start to suck.
Wow. Okay.
Why not? Kirk Cousins is playing as a top five, ten quarterback the past 2 years, right? He comes out this year and doesn't. They don't got to eat that Joe Flacco contract. You want to know why the Ravens are in such a crappy position?
Two things.
Joe Flacco contract and terrible drafting. They got to go sign Jeremy Maclin. So they got to get this, which they were dumb for. They should have got Eric Decker. Because Jeremy Maclin is just another version. He's a more shorthanded Breshad Perriman. He's a more shorthanded Mike Wallace. But they're all the same body. They're all the same person.
So Eric Decker's injuries, you're excluding that from the picture too?
They could probably get him cheaper also. I think Macklin's going to go for more money than Decker is.
Okay.
Am I wrong in saying
that's
this?
That's your opinion.
Hold on. You mean to tell me that it is better for an NFL team to have three of the same wide receiver versus having somebody that can actually run more than just one or two routes?
For somebody who's had injuries, I'd take
Let's
a step.
Let's talk about – look, the Ravens should have never brought back Pitt after his second injury. We're not talking about the smartest franchise right now.
It happens.
It happens? He had a non-contact hip dislocation, and they kept him on the books for like 3 years. And what happened? He had another non-contact hip dislocation. Dennis Pitta, you're the man, but you also ruined the Ravens last year because
Now you're blaming Dennis Pitta for the Ravens sucking.
Yeah, because unfortunately, him and Joe Flacco are in a serious bromance, and apparently Joe Flacco couldn't throw the ball to anybody other than his running back or Dennis Pitta last year. Okay. And you can bring the stats up, bro.
I'm not disagreeing with
that. Steve Smith's last game, he barely got any receptions, and Dennis Pitta had like 12 for like 5 yards apiece. Cool story. You're relying on a 36-year-old tight end coming off of an Achilles injury and three of the same dude.
Well, Ben Watson actually restructured his contract when they signed Maclin.
It still doesn't matter. You're still relying on a 36-year-old coming off of an Achilles injury. By the way, you're also relying on the defensive end by like a 38-year-old coming off of two Achilles injuries.
You just had domestic abuse issues. You have a vendetta against Terrell Suggs. I really think
he's not a good person. He beats women up and pours bleach on them.
I thought that was over his kids.
No,
it was a girlfriend or ex-girlfriend or baby mother or whatever. All I know is it was a female. He also has some weird instance with drunk driving in parking lots and crashing into things. And he can't play basketball. But he wasn't playing basketball because it was in his contract and we're supposed to fine him if he played basketball in the offseason. So when the original story came out, we had to cover it up by saying, oh, he was just walking down the street singing Do a Diddy, Diddy Dum Diddy Do.
Wait, is that real, the Do a Diddy?
No. Okay. No. I'm just saying, like, look, it's hilarious to me how people believe that these franchises, like when the Ray Rice situation went down, mm-hmm. right? They were like, there's no way anybody's seen the tape. I'm like, they've seen the tape. They just want to hope it doesn't get out. And as soon as it gets out, they're like, peace, Ray. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they don't care. They don't care. Greg Hardy made it to another team solely because he wasn't caught on video.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Mixon got drafted to the Bengals because the Bengals just don't give a damn. Like
they've shown that
over the years. Yeah, they do not care. They will get anybody off the streets. If you stab somebody, hey, Maurice Claret, come run for us. Like Sebastian Telfair, have you tried playing football recently?
Marvin Harrison, time for a comeback.
You know what I'm saying? That is just the Cincinnati Bengals through and through. And I love Marvin Harrison for that.
Sebastian Telfair, he just got arrested a few days ago,
That's
right?
what I was saying, yeah. He got the Maurice Claret charge.
Man.
You love these facts right now, am I right?
I'm not disagreeing with them.
In the meantime, Tennessee Titans are bringing in Eric Decker. And I think that's a good move. But we'll get on to that a little bit later. Kevin Durant wins the MVP. Definitely deserve it. What? Right now, prediction. Nothing happened. Who's in the finals next year? Do either one of those two teams make it? And if they do, which one? Or do both of them make it?
I can't see a fourth one.
Why? Why?
Because
who else is there?
Yeah.
Please. You think the Celtics are going to do it? Come on.
Does LeBron leave?
No, LeBron stays.
LeBron stays.
LeBron stays because what LeBron's going to do is he's going to try and stack up. Like, did you see the picture of him laying on the locker room floor with his feet up and the notebook and he's looking for... He's going to try and stack up. The problem is that... And one thing you saw in the elimination game, what did he do? He didn't care so much about getting that triple-double.
No, he cared.
And he went and scored. And that's what they need. Honestly, I think there is some blame for him for how things went down in this series.
There is.
I don't think the elimination game is one that he should be blamed for. And Kyrie definitely needs to be blamed because he's someone that
why are you putting all the blame on Kyrie? What about Kevin Love? Amon Shumpert? Williams?
Okay, hold on. First off, Darren Williams is garbage. Amon Shumpert is there for his defense and defense only. On top of that, J.R. Smith is inconsistent. Tristan Thompson's tied to a Kardashian, so you know what's going on with that. Kyrie Irving. But
didn't you hear Jeff Van Gundy? Leave them alone.
Yeah. Kyrie Irving had 38 points in the first three quarters of game three. An absolute must win.
Yes.
How many did he have that whole quarter? Zero.
But you can't. But I'm not.
You can't blame Kyrie Irving because he put up 38 points that game. Yes, I can.
It's a team game.
It's a team game that is owned, general managed, and operated by LeBron James. And he decided that this is the team that he wanted. And Kyrie, who had been big in ghost times during the series, when they're getting blown out by 30 points, he's putting up good money. But all of a sudden, in a close game, he disappears. How do you not blame him?
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying
Kevin Love. Kevin Love has been getting dogged on.
You got to deflect some blame on other players for not showing up.
Like who? Who should?
I just named them.
But. Amon Shumpert, if you are relying on Amon Shumpert to help you win games, you're crazy.
It worked with
if you're relying on Tristan Thompson and his being superly overpaid for no reason to actually put up good numbers, you're crazy. Kevin Love, yeah, maybe he should have played a little better. But, I mean, they're always dogging him in the media and the fan base hates him.
I don't hate Kevin Love.
And guess what? Guess who showed up in the fourth quarter of that game when the other one disappeared?
Kevin Love did.
Also, in game three when they lost, who showed up to try and keep them in that game?
Kevin Love.
Exactly. So all I'm saying is in two clutch moments of the game, someone actually showed up, but they always dog him. But Kyrie gets a pass because he had 38 points in the first three quarters. What makes that right, bro?
It doesn't make it right at all, but I think but you make it seem like it's Kyrie Irving's fault they lost.
I think he's a big reason why they lost those two games.
Okay, then say that. Don't you make it
They're the most important games of the series.
They were, but you're making it seem 2-0. Like it's Kyrie Irving's fault that they didn't win the finals.
No, I don't think they had a chance to win the finals. But also, that is what I call the Baltimore Orioles syndrome. Where instead of building for in-house, you go out elsewhere and you go get Javi Lopez and Miguel Tejada, who was like 2 years older than he originally claimed to be, Sammy Sosa, Rafael Palmeiro,
Deion Sanders,
second go around. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so, and that's on your GM. And I don't know who the puppet GM's name is, but that's on LeBron James. Korver was a great decision. Don't say their name. They're not really a GM. It's LeBron. It's just like everybody's like, oh, Tyronn Lue got out-coached. No, LeBron got out-coached. Tyronn Lue is just holding the clipboard, pretending to be real.
Like the coach.
He's a hologram. That Mike Brown.
Not Mike Brown.
Grabbing the air.
I forgot his name. But he got them to their first year to the NBA Finals.
Blatt?
David Blatt.
Blatt is one of the best coaches that he had in his career. And the reason why Blatt got fired is because he actually didn't want to be a puppet. And can you see how clear that is?
Yes, very.
And guess what? They were playing really good basketball under Blatt. But when you're the superstar and you want to be the head coach...
Get what you want. Yeah.
Exactly.
I find it weird that Mike Brown's getting paid by Cleveland. When I found that
out.
Yeah,
he's getting paid by Cleveland to beat Cleveland. And let's be real. There's a reason why he was chosen to be the guy that was going to take Steve Kerr's spot. Why? Because he's used to being a puppet. He is fine being a puppet.
Hey, it would,
if you want to be successful off of being a puppet, go right ahead.
It wouldn't surprise me if an NBA team offered him a head coaching job. Look at
Mike Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah, if they have a young superstar that wants control over the franchise, go right ahead. He should be a New Orleans Pelican head coach.
Alvin Gentry?
I'm just saying. Like, all right, so we've been on this too long. I personally believe that at least the Warriors are going to make it next year.
The way the East is, I'd say Washington.
No.
Or Boston. No. Gives them a run for gives Cleveland for the
Boston,
run for money.
No. And I think Washington, no. Mm-mm. I don't agree. If Al Horford
would have went to Washington
and made the right decision with his life, maybe. But no.
I don't think Golden State's gonna get back there that easy. I think Gordon Hayward stays in Utah.
I don't think might happen there because he's like the rebirth of John Smith.
Josh Smith?
John Smith.
You're looking at me like the Pistons, Josh Smith.
Utah.
Oh, okay.
Never mind. It went over your heads.
Utah,
cool.
Utah?
Yeah.
What
the creator of Mormonism?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Come on, man.
You should have said Brigham Young or something.
Well, he's not the real guy. He's not the guy that went out into the woods, okay? Who's the guy who went out into the woods? John Smith. Okay. Anywho, back on track. Sometimes you got to go in the woods. NHL, Pittsburgh Penguins won the...
With the help of the refs.
Sidney Crosby, do you think he deserved MVP?
I think
he's probably the most overrated great hockey player of all time.
I agree.
I was getting
notice how they deflect the criticism. Nobody really talked about the fact that he was pummeling PK Subban's head in.
Yes, he was. He got away with
it. Yeah, but God forbid you touch him because he's had concussion history.
Yeah, exactly. Guy has a concussion.
I have a question.
What?
Do you think Sidney Crosby is LeBron James of the NHL?
No.
Okay.
No. I think the two strongest teams in the league, and it just so happens that one of them is more like Peyton Manning than the other. I think the two strongest teams are in the East. I think it's the Penguins and the Caps. And I think if you remember, well,
in the NHL.
I mean, they're a good team, but they choked this year. And yeah, I'm saying it consistently. And if you look at the two teams that are the top tier right now,
it's Washington and Pittsburgh.
Why are they the top tier right now?
Because of Alex Ovechkin and Sidney Crosby.
But why?
Because they're the Peyton Manning and Tom Brady of the NHL.
No, you're not looking deep enough, right? If you remember, the Capitals and the Penguins were the two teams that benefited the most from the lockout.
Because of the draft?
Yeah, because of the draft. Remember, the Penguins got Crosby and Malkin back-to-back years at the number one spot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The Caps got
Ovechkin,
and then they moved on to who was the dude who used to be here that they had to get rid of?
Green?
No, Semin.
Semin.
Yeah. So you see, they that's why they're where they're at right now, is because of the lockout. So Sidney Crosby's a good player, but he also benefited from the fact that he has a quieter, better player on his team, in my opinion. And that's Evgeny Malkin. I would take Malkin over Crosby any day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And the main reason why, because I think their skill set is comparable, I just think Malkin's more of a man, he's less of a sissy. And that's why I would take Ovechkin over Crosby as well. Now,
nobody cries for as much for penalties as Crosby does.
Yeah, he does.
In that sense, he's a LeBron James.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, I think Sidney Crosby is one of those deals where I don't think he necessarily deserved the MVP, but he's going to get it every year they win it. And that sucks for Malkin, because Malkin's going to go down as Dan Marino.
Will they three-peat? Malkin has titles.
Yeah, but I meant that next step, you know, it's like, okay. Oh, getting that. I know he has titles, man. Clearly, he's been on the same team as Sidney Crosby his whole career. But if you look at the playoffs, I mean, the Guentzel and some of the goaltending performances, especially in the key games, you know, You just look at that, and that's why they got it, not Cindy Crosby being on the ice. Anywho, will they three-peat?
No.
No, there's more parity in the NHL than the NBA.
There is. There's a lot of parity in the NHL, and I like that. I like that. So we'll go to NFL real quick because we kind of did a little tidbit. Jeremy Maclin signed to the Ravens. Why is that a good pickup, Nate?
They need a wide receiver. They need a third wide receiver. Terribly.
And it just seems like they put like this certain build and skill set into a 3D printer, and they get the same thing. Hey, at least Rashard Perriman didn't fall down the stairs. Hashtag Sergio Kendall. And why? Let me tell you something. After this Pitta situation, them not drafting O.J. Howard,
they weren't in a position to get O.J. Howard.
Yeah, they were.
But Tampa Bay was what?
They were before Tampa.
I thought Tampa was like...
They had O.J. Howard sitting on the board, and every Ravens fan I knew was like, O.J. Howard, O.J. Howard. And they said, no, man, we'll take...
Marlon Humphrey.
We'll take the hip... and the Achilles, and we'll take Marlon Humphrey, who can't cover a deep ball. But by the way, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get three guys that really only can do the deep ball, and that'll make Marlon Humphreys better in training camp. Eric Decker would have been a much better fit for the Ravens. And I understand that they wanted both. They wanted to try and get both.
At the end of the day, Ozzie Newsome signed a wide receiver. That's all that matters.
Does it?
It's not...
Does it? You cannot win football games by running three guys straight down the field.
Do me a favor. You go in here and apply to be a general manager, and you see how easy it is to sign guys that you want.
I don't think it's easy. I don't think it's easy. I don't think it's easy at all. No, but when you dug yourself a hole.
When you Eric Decker is better. It doesn't matter.
He's a better fit. He's not a better wide receiver. He's a better fit. You need a wide receiver, yes, but you don't need the same wide. Look, I'll tell you something. The Tennessee Titans, right, are notorious for drafting the same wide receiver. And the Tennessee Titans are notorious for being a bottom-dwelling franchise. So, the Ravens are typically known as one of the top upper echelon franchises. Up until the past, like, 4 years, I thought they were one of the best-run, if not the best-run franchise in the league. Not so much anymore. And they're working their way. And I'm just saying, we had Justin Hunter. We had Kenny Britt. We had a million of those dudes, right? And how'd it work for us?
Yeah, it worked for
Kenny Britt couldn't not pistol whip people in the club. Justin Hunter just decided one day, oh, I can't catch. Oh, and then who we just trade to? Not Odell Green Beckham, but fake Odell Green Beckham. Similar last names.
I know you're talking about.
Yeah, the dude from Missouri.
Yeah.
And now he's an Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Same guy. Like, that's what I'm saying. Is like, we've got Tajay Sharpe last year. So why? We go get Corey Davis. Corey Davis is a lot more than that guy. Mm-hmm. Right? All I'm saying is, when you got Perriman, who you knew is... Perriman was a Torrey Smith. He can run down the field. His hands are a little suspect, right?
Mike Wallace.
Not only that, but he can be a cancer to your team if he's not getting the ball enough. And then you lost Steve Smith, who was actually an all-purpose, all-around guy. And you replaced him with a better hands Maclin, but pretty much two routes.
So who did you want to get? Anquan Boldin, Vincent Jackson?
No. I think they should have went out and got Eric Decker.
Do you have a man crush on Eric Decker or
I
something?
Do not have a man crush on Eric Decker. I just think that he's a better fit. He is something other than what you already have. I understand he has a knee issue, but that means you can get him on the cheap. And let's be honest, the Ravens, they kept Pitta, and they went out and got Ben Watson. They're all about the cheap these days. I'm just saying. That in my personal opinion, I think Macklin's going to do really good things for them. I just think that you're going to see if games come down.
The season's not written on paper.
You're right. I'm in my theory is you see the Ravens go into a game and they need some guy to run an Anquan Boldin type route, right?
I think Matt could do that.
He's also allergic to touchdowns, if you've noticed that.
Okay, now, are you saying that because the way he performed last season in Kansas City, or are you excluding the fact that's the system that he was in Kansas City?
Well, let's be honest. The only reason why he got touchdowns in Philly is because he had Deshaun Jackson on the other side.
You didn't answer the question.
He can't get in the end zone.
But you didn't answer my question.
He was in a system where, for some odd reason, they are against wide receivers scoring touchdowns. I agree. That probably has a lot to do with Dalek Smith. But... am I wrong? Okay. I don't understand why anybody thinks that Alex Smith is good. He got beat out by Kaepernick. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, Kaepernick stole his job. That's a different story.
Oh, so there was a coup. Okay. God. A bunch of weirdos. Look, he got touchdowns in Philly because Deshaun Jackson was on the other side.
Yes.
Right? By the way, I was at a training camp one time where Deshaun Jackson and Jeremy Maclin got in a fight.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
You told me that.
Yeah. Why? Because Deshaun Jackson was drafted in the second round. Maclin was drafted in the first round. Deshaun Jackson was far better than Jeremy Maclin at the time. And Jeremy Maclin was making more money, and I'm pretty sure he said that as a rookie. So that's annoying. I like Jeremy Maclin. I just don't think that he is the answer. I think the Ravens still have a lot to do on offense.
They do.
And, I mean, you don't know what the offensive line's going to look like.
Yep.
Tight end is a big question mark. The running game is a big question mark. The wide receiver, yes, they got a body. So when it comes down to getting a body, cool. But it almost reminded me of the Orioles betting against themselves in the Chris Davis situation.
When we had Mark Reynolds at the time?
No. When we re-signed Chris Davis,
he
was demanding all this money and no one else was
going to offer him
money, but for some odd reason, we ended up getting in a bidding war with ourselves. That's kind of what the Ravens look like right now, because they were the top. In my opinion, I think they were the top two choices of both of those wide receivers. Now, Decker.
I still think they can find a way to get Eric Decker if they...
I mean, they could, and if they do, good. Because he's the one that should be on their team. You need someone that can run routes, bro. And, like, Macklin's a little bit better at running routes than Perriman and Mike Wallace, but, you know...
So, in other words, you're saying the Ravens are a deep threat. Is that what you're initially trying to say?
No, all they have is deep threats. That's all they have. Rashad Perriman, they go, run straight. He goes, okay. And then he runs straight. And then they throw it to him, and he catches it like 30% of the time. Mike Wallace, they're just like, I got a better arm than Teddy Bridgewater. And he's like, cool. And then he runs straight. Like, Jeremy Maclin. He's got a little bit more to his game, but not much. But that's me. That's my opinion. I think the Titans might end up with Decker, though, and I think that's a good pickup because I think they'll sign him to a very short contract, like, and he'll just be like a stopover. Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I mean, like, I think there's no doubt that that man has talent. You don't think so? I can tell by your face.
No, I agree with what you're saying.
Okay.
I agree with what you're saying.
Now, how much he has left with that talent
is the question.
But again, and I think Jeremy Maclin, yeah, I think he was hurt by the Kansas City kind of system. But at the same time, I mean, you know, it's like you're going to stumble upon a touchdown from time to time, man. It's like that, like him being allergic to touchdowns is like Caleb Joseph going a whole year without an RBI. It just doesn't make sense. You're a wide receiver. You get paid to win the game.
Herm Edwards.
Yeah, I kind of altered the words a little. Yeah. But any more NFL stuff you want to talk real quick? Tim Tebow making a return?
No. Colin Kaepernick still doesn't have a job.
He'll never get a job.
Yeah.
He's done. They learned from Ali, man. I'm serious. They don't want them speaking. They want them running. Yep. Like, what you throw the ball and you run. You do not kneel unless your player, your teammate's injured. And even then, if there's an American flag around, you stand up. Am I wrong? Like, that's the thing, is like, first off, the NFL has had a history of collusion. They've gotten in trouble with collusion before, right? But for some odd reason, that's why they'll never admit that they blackballed him, because they're colluding. And you can't collude, because that's against the law.
Yes.
But they're colluding, because you can't tell me that Matt Moore, or you can't tell me that Austin Matt Davis. Castle or Austin Davis or even my man Geno Smith.
Leave Mike Glennon alone.
Mike Glennon deserves $40 million a year. He deserves that Drew Brees contract, which if again,
Josh McCown,
this is why you need to franchise tag your quarterbacks, NFL franchises, because you give him one of those contracts, right? And where are the Saints at now because of it?
That's not his. Whoa. Virtually, Drew Brees is the Dan Marino of today. He has no defense. No defense.
Why doesn't he have defense? They give him $40 million in a season, dude.
That is pain and suffering, buddy. That's retirement, buddy. That's pain.
He got a look. When he wasn't making all that money, he got a ring. Why? Because he had a defense.
He was in San Diego. They still weren't that great.
San Diego.
What's your point?
What's my point is you can't unload all that money into a quarterback for long periods of time.
Okay, but you can't. But okay, let me back up. Let me say this, because I've said this. I've had numerous debates with my dad and friends about quarterback the amount of money you should give a quarterback.
Okay,
I think the most you should give a quarterback tops $80-90 million. No. I think giving a quarterback $120 million, just hear me out on this, is egregious, because you're suffering one side of the football. Now, Drew Brees has never gotten $120 million. Let's make that clear. All right? Andrew Luck. Hold on. Andrew Luck. You look at him. Third highest of getting sacked. You're telling me that if Andrew Luck is your franchise player, he's the guy you're building around. Shouldn't you want to build around him better than that?
Yeah, but they don't have the money to build a line.
Why is that?
Because they gave him a stupid contract.
That's my point.
Yeah, that's why it should be year to year.
I think you shorten the amount of money. $80-90 million tops. That's how much they're worth. I'm not giving someone $120 million. They want $120 million, they could go somewhere else. I'll find someone.
You know
else.
Who you get for $80-90 million? Tyrod Taylor.
I was expecting a different name, but okay.
Am I wrong, though? I'm pretty sure his contract was something stupid like that.
Well, he had to renegotiate his contract right? This past offseason.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Which, you know who had the bargaining chip on his side? Tyrod Taylor did. You know who doesn't have a bargaining chip on their side right now, but they still have to play for the Redskins every year and put up numbers?
Kirk Cousins.
Exactly. That's the way you do it. Cornerbacks? Why franchise tag a cornerback? You need five of them on your team anyways.
Need five?
At least.
I'd say four. I think five. I think that's either your team stinks or
no.
You,
but
or
here's the thing: you need five guys that you can put on the field, and literally they don't have to be shut down, but they need to be able to cover.
That's fair.
And look,
thank you for clarifying.
Right, Lardarius Webb goes down. I'm just using Ravens are local. Lardarius Webb goes down. Right, back in the day. And you had Jimmy Smith and Lardarius Webb, which was awesome. That was a really solid when they were, you know, when Jimmy Smith was still probably killing people in the off field season and not getting injured all the time. And Lardarius Webb was a really good corner, right?
His injuries, yes.
And their windows are so small. Like, there's not many Darrell Revises out there.
Oh,
like,
you said quarterbacks. You said corners.
Corners.
Thank you. Oh, my bad. My fault.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you said
yeah.
Quarterbacks. Like,
yeah,
five
I'm
quarterbacks.
Saying, like, you. That's what I'm saying. Quarterback, straight up. You franchise tag that dude, right? Because at the end of the day, right, once they start to go,
they're gone.
They're gone. They're gone.
I'm just saying that the theory of giving a quarterback $120 million
is dumb.
Is
but egregious. Guess what? It's the world we live in now. And you're
I don't
seeing
know who
teams
said that, but
and to Kevin to just to retort your Drew Brees, you also have to realize that him and Tom Brady kind of came from different eras where they weren't making as much money back then.
Yes.
When it got time for him to get a good contract, he got a stupid contract from the Saints. They gave him $40 million in a single season. That's Roger Goodell money. And they gave him that money, and then their defense just left because they weren't going to get paid.
Or they got old and retired.
That too.
But I mean, the Saints.
But if you can't draft properly, you're going
to
fail.
The Saints still had an opportunity to improve their defense this past offseason and didn't do that. They could have got Malcolm Butler from the Patriots. Didn't do that.
I don't think Malcolm Butler is that nice.
I didn't say he is, but he can help. He could.
Kenny, or could you get a much cheaper guy through the draft that could essentially, other than making one play in your career, which is the dumbest offensive play call in the history of any sport? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo made his career off of that, right? So, like, that's all he did. Jacoby Jones had no one remembers Jacoby Jones essentially giving the Ravens the game when he was a Texan, right? But they remember that catch against
Denver,
which was terrible defense, and they remember the kickoff return.
And in the Super Bowl.
That's it. And Dancing with the Stars.
And weed.
Oh, was he a weed guy?
I think so. That's when he got kicked off Baltimore, right?
I thought that was Eugene Monroe.
No, Eugene Monroe. It wasn't Jacoby Jones.
Oh.
Oh, no. Jacoby Jones was he was the party bus. He was the Bryant McKinney party bus. Where he got smacked in the face by by a stripper by the name of like Fruity Pebbles or something.
I remember.
Well, I forget what her real name was, but like, you know what I'm talking about? What was her name? Oh my God, we're running out of time. We're running out
of time.
What's
the name of the stripper?
I know she had a great name too. I need to figure this out.
Jacoby Jones stripper. We're looking it up on the school computer.
Wow, come on. What, really?
Sweet Pea. Sweet Pea. That's what it was. That's what it was. Yes. Sweet Pea. I was trying. Dude, like, come on, man. Come on, man. That's why he ended up leaving. Because Bryant McKinney had a birthday party, and they took out party bus, and then he ended up getting, like, cracked over the... He got injured.
That's the second time Bryant McKinney's gotten himself in a hole.
He was in the Vikings boat,
yeah,
right?
The boat
dude,
thing.
Bryant McKinney apparently is, like... First, you remember he took out the lockout loan,
yeah.
And then they didn't have a lockout, and then he got sued for the money back, and he didn't have it. That man's going to be poor. He's going to be... Him and Delonte West are going to be living under a bridge together. And Delonte West is going to be like, man, I should have never did LeBron's mom wrong. And then Bryant McKinney was like, man, I got to stop getting on buses and boats, man.
Oh,
yeah, man. I don't remember if it was him exactly.
He orchestrated. I know he orchestrated.
It was him and Fred Smoot that orchestrated the boat.
Yeah, but
I think Dante Culpepper was involved in
that. And they ended up, when they rolled up on them, they thought they were in international waters.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of idiots. Sweet Pea. I'm so glad I looked that up. Did you see me panicky typing and I misspelled Jones real quick? And I was like, no! I was like, please, we're running out of time. Sweet Pea, man. Sweet Pea, I know you listen to the show. If you ever want to call in, give us a call. Hit up Alex.
Mm-hmm. He didn't step over the line, did he? Did you apologize to Stephen A. Smith?
No, why should I? Why do we got to bring up stuff that happened last week, first off? Say off is, I don't think he deserves an apology.
Okay, man. You say so.
Did he hear it?
Does it matter?
If a tree falls in the woods and no one's around.
Doesn't matter. You owe him an apology.
I don't know if I do. I think he owes America an apology. And he owes a certain community an apology.
Which one, women or black people?
Probably both. Very, very blunt of you, Alex.
You asked the question.
I know, but I was being like, you know. All right. So we were going to talk a little bit about MLB, but the Orioles suck.
Yes. I don't know. I don't know how much more I can take of it. I'm done. I'm so...
From a Tigers fan.
You've been to the World Series recently.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
It still doesn't matter. Like,
did you see the 2014 ALDS we played against you guys?
It was lovely.
Yes, to
my
you.
My man, New Delhi.
Three Cy Youngs.
My man, New Delhi. Delman Young.
I don't know what's going on. After the Grand Slam last night, I just turned it off. I couldn't watch it.
You're still watching.
I'm still watching it. But it's
you guys
really...
are so cute. You guys are so adorable with your struggles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shut up.
Yes,
okay?
Thank you.
Y'all have the Lions, okay? At least you have something to fall back on.
That's gonna do it.
And but you had the Red Wings for some time, okay? Like
and the Pistons.
Yo, the Pistons are my team, man. Like Tayshaun Prince.
You think J.R. Smith is on and off? What did you see Reggie Jackson or Andre Drummond?
Yeah, well they were stupid for giving Reggie Jackson that contract.
Yeah. I think Andre Drummond is fine.
He looks like he used to play for the Monstars.
Who, Andre Drummond?
Reggie Jackson. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here, Reggie Jackson.
Oh, yeah. So, Orioles suck. Maybe they'll be better next time, and we'll talk about them. Yeah. I planned on talking a lot about baseball, but we just got so caught up in whatever ridiculousness Nathan was talking about. So
ridiculousness.
Shout out to Sweet Pea. I'm Matt Trudell. This has been the Bench Warmers Redemption on Dragon Digital Radio.
I've been Alex Baker.
Nathan Snow.
And until next week, peace, stay safe, and remember to love yourself. Jacoby. Sweet Pea, you want to hash out the details
here?
Call
me Sweet Pea.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.